open.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You have to wear it. This is DJ Mandy B.
Oh, I forgot my DJ name. Skip.
DJ Croc.
DJ Croc.
DJ Girard.
And DJ Sweaty Hands.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Bird watching. Oh, he's that one. That won't work. No, try it.
Hello.
Okay, sure.
It's a bummer. We'll share.
All right. So you might be wondering why Happy Birthday was played. And that's because it's DJ Sweaty Hands' birthday.
Woo! He's 21.
That's crazy.
We just have a bag of goodies to present to him.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
He's going to open it live on the air.
Oh, what you got?
Those crisps. Oh, figured olive crackers.
Oh, you got some crackers?
Oh,
okay. That's fancy.
Okay.
That's nice.
What do we have here? Oh, we have a stainless steel flask.
Oh, because he's legally able to drink in this country now?
That would be so much fun.
You got a shot glass.
Oh, a finally legal shot glass? Oh, chain.
Oh, you got a chain. Oh. That's got to go on.
That's
got to
go.
It's so icy.
He's also got a tiara on right now.
Some cheese.
Oh, some cheese for your crackers?
Oh. It's his favorite dessert.
True, cheese and crackers. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Some truffle.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That one got rave reviews from...
Yeah, the cheese expert.
The cheese expert.
What a gift,
wow,
man.
Thank you, guys.
So, you deserve this the world, you do, but mostly cheese.
And a flask.
And a flask.
And a chain.
And a hat.
You got everything.
So I guess there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Whew. He's putting it on. It looks really spectacular. It'll be featured on our bird watching Instagram account later.
Of course.
You need to see it. Izu, do you have a favorite song that you'd like to play?
I know it.
My favorite song does include explicit words. However, my favorite song right now actually is BBC by Ming-T from the Austin Powers movie that we watched.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's on Spotify or Apple Music, but if you can pull it up on YouTube.
We can pull up YouTube, no problem. So we had the greatest weekend that involved watching Austin Powers.
And art.
Which, had you guys all seen it before? Because
I'd seen parts.
I hadn't seen, like, any of it.
Is that a thing to just watch parts of it?
No. Nah.
Well, that's what we did.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
what we did.
The TV kept shutting down.
What's it called? BBC.
No, BBC.
Oh, BBC.
BBC.
By Ning T.
By Ning T.
I found it. No problem.
Yo, we should make a bird watching sticker for the...
For the
wall.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
For the fans.
Do you have a logo?
It's pending. Oh, Jasmine.
Jasmine really popped off.
Really?
She totally did.
Did she make one?
Yeah. Yeah. She That's really fine. Did.
I haven't seen it.
She must be really bored abroad. That's what she's doing.
Wow. She's just supporting.
Okay, well, here's Izu's favorite song.
Intercontinental French.
We'll be right back. This is an ad.
Hello, Mrs. Kensington.
Hello, Austin.
Why don't we switch on the telly and see what's on the BBC?
Oh, Austin.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BBC One.
Mrs. William, make me tea, make love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC.
That was my bad. I forgot that we were on YouTube and that if I searched something else, my music would turn off.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's fine. We got to
hit that new tab.
But it was such a banger. Thank you, Izu, for taking us back to Friday night. So, for all these who are wondering what happened Friday night, we had a Lonely Hearts dinner.
We did.
It was Valentine's Day. But we did not feel lonely, did we?
Uh-uh.
No, we did not.
At all.
A little bit.
So lightly.
But like just a tiny bit.
Just
though.
A wee bit.
And then we all had a good weekend otherwise, I hope. Same when I went skiing.
Which was so much
fun. What'd you do?
I was chilling.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
What'd you easy?
Anything notable?
I was also chilling. Nothing notable.
Yeah. Oh man, it's tough in these streets.
It is.
My life turned into a Rick and Morty episode, but that's entirely separate.
What? No, you gotta elaborate.
You gotta elaborate.
I don't think I can.
Okay, cool. Well, I think Jared had a great time chilling.
Well, I was in the fetal position for like 3 hours. Just on my couch. So it was up for interpretation.
Sounds like a good day to me.
Yeah, just watching.
Just relaxing.
Just watching,
you know?
Planet Earth.
Yeah. That's awesome. Watched Planet Earth.
Oh, did you?
They got this new one on Netflix, and it's all at night.
It's like, oh.
And they use like thermal cameras. It's so wild. I watched it with my housemates.
Oh, speaking
absolutely
of housemates,
insane.
Sam has just a winner of a housemate.
Oh, I do.
Who also works at Dave's Fresh Pasta. Who
I was
also
really hoping he was the cheese expert.
No. So when I went to Dave's to get you such cheeses, Izu, I walked in and I went to the front desk and I was like, I'm looking for some cheeses for like a cheese platter type situation. And then the guy was like, let me refer you to somebody. What'd he say?
To a cheese connoisseur?
Yeah.
Or someone more
who's
qualified?
More credentialed on this topic. I was like, what? And then this little lady came out of the back and she was like, so what? I heard you're looking for some cheese.
Yeah.
I was like, I am. She's like, what kind of cheese is
this?
Does
the credentialed cheese expert just hang out in the back all day?
Like, she was just waiting for me to come.
Until she's
in.
Called upon.
But she did such
a good job,
I think.
That is a good job. I feel like that'd be a great job for you, Izu.
Cheeses? No, I don't think I'm full time.
Part time cheese expert.
That's super fair. And then we had a long weekend, so naturally you just don't do anything on your extra day.
Right.
No chance. I did homework.
Yeah. But that's okay. We're all just out here having a good time.
Oh, I went on a 4-mile run. That was
Whoa.
Crazy. Yeah, that was
I didn't even
worst.
Know you ran.
I didn't either. That was the worst part.
Is this part of the Rick and Morty episode or no?
Maybe. I don't think so though. No, to like Mystic Lake. My friend was like,
yo, we should go on a run. And he runs often, and I'd never run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was absolutely abysmal for me. But it felt like great exercise, and I felt very validated afterward.
Aww. Props to you. I would not have made it on a 4-mile run.
I shouldn't have either.
Really?
I went on a run yesterday, but it was the day after I went skiing. So my legs were really tired. Yeah. So I ran like for 3 to 5 minutes, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a walk.
Yeah.
So I took like a 30-minute walk around Medford.
I feel that.
Sounds super that. Nice. That is exactly what I would have done if I didn't have peer pressure.
No, so for sure.
Nice little stroll.
I love to stroll, so it's fine.
Strolling good.
Croc yeah. walks.
Croc walks.
You came on one of those with me.
I did.
Are they still amazing. Clean?
What?
Are your Crocs still clean?
No, they're like slightly dirty. I think it's from the Croc walk.
I have to clean those with a magic eraser.
I'm gonna have to. Luckily they're white, so you can just...
I have a magic eraser. You just let me know when you need it.
Okay, I will. Okay. I'll try in the sink first.
Okay, that's good.
I wonder if you can wash
like
them.
The natural first step.
Like in the washer?
Yeah, because you like put sneakers in the washing machine. And cleans them.
Who's to say you can't put a plastic Croc in there too?
Possibly me. The internet.
Not me.
Sam would never mar his Crocs like that.
Can we talk about attack versus defense mode?
Totally.
Real quick.
What
how,
would you
how, how do you wear your Crocs? With the flab up or
I
down?
I stopped wearing Crocs.
The flab.
Whatever it's
well,
called.
Well, say you had a pair of Crocs, Izu.
How would I wear them? With the flap up or down?
Yeah.
Up.
Up, okay. Hot okay. take.
Defense mode.
Yeah, defense mode.
Wait.
We prefer attack mode.
Like up as in...
Up as in like
your heel is exposed.
Your yeah. heel is totally exposed.
Completely.
So you have more protection in the front.
Oh, wait, then why is that defense mode?
Yeah.
Because you have more protection in the front.
Okay.
But not really, though.
The less protection in the back.
Like, you have no more protection in the front. It's the same.
Okay. I'm actually not sure which one is which.
I think with the thing, the flat down...
I thought attack mode
defensive.
Was front.
Yeah. That's got to be defensive, because then you can, like... Then you don't have to worry about your shoe coming off.
Mm.
Exactly.
But when you're running super fast because you're attacking, you have to be extra secure.
Yeah, I had some knockoff Crocs most recently. And
how recent was the most recent?
Oh, I still have them. And I wear them in the shower because, you know, it's kind of dusty in there,
yeah.
ironically. And so I got to be on defense mode because I cannot let that bacterium get to me.
No. I'm getting sick today.
No, sir. In my own shower? Of course not.
One of our friends who has been on birdwatching before, Andrew, his New Year's resolution last year was to wear his shower shoes more into the shower.
Oh, I remember that.
I was like, that seems like something you could totally do.
That is not too much.
Very easy resolution.
Yeah. Whatsoever.
I wonder how he's doing.
He's probably doing well.
I talked to him today.
Yeah? Or I just met on his resolution.
Oh, on his resolution? I have no idea. Did not ask him.
He didn't mention it.
Wait, you talked to him today? Oh, for your birthday.
I did.
Oh, yeah, they all called you.
And out of friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were also talking about some sports, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, no, he's big win well. For the soccer team this weekend.
He's doing well.
What soccer team?
Izu's soccer team, Manchester United.
Oh, yeah, big
took
win.
Took a big dub this weekend.
Oh.
Against yeah, Chelsea.
It's a birthday miracle.
I know.
It is.
Something
it was
say.
Wonderful.
Should we play some music?
I think so.
Okay. shall we play some... Billy Joel.
I think that sounds great.
Can do.
Okay. Should we play some Piano Man?
I love
sing
that.
Me.
Song
okay. I think that's
Piano
gonna
Man.
Go over well.
I thought you were banging.
Okay.
Sing.
Here we go.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. Had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Okay, we're back, and Sam, I turned that mic on. It was totally just off, and that's why it didn't work.
Does it work now?
Totally.
It does work now.
That's huge.
That's huge. Don't have to share one.
So, would you guys each like to go around and say what your weirdest birthday memory is?
Weirdest birthday memory?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to think for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, you just sprung this.
No, I totally just sprung it. Oh, I think Sam has one.
No.
Do you have one?
No, I'm also thinking. I just thought of it.
Oh. Wait. You just thought of the question.
I just thought of the question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think, too. Coming up. For my 21st birthday, this is pending to be weird, but my grandpa, about like 6 or 7 years ago, was like, when you're 21, I'm gonna take you and your twin sister to Vegas.
What? Like,
sick, Poppy.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was a joke, but then every birthday after, he's been like 6 years till Vegas. Then he called me like 2 weeks ago, he was like, 5 months till Vegas.
What?
Wow, that's a movie.
So that's what's gonna happen to me at the end of August.
That'd be so crazy.
That'd be so crazy.
Vegas is grandpa.
Grandpa's the cutest.
I bet you can count cards.
He probably can.
He's just trying to get on the trip as we speak.
Yeah.
Easy, are you hitting Encore soon?
Oh, 100%. I think we're going this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone wants
we'll
to
see how it goes.
Do you like Italian food, Izu?
Italian food's good.
Because Sam and I were also talking about hitting the North End at some point soon.
Ooh.
Which, Gerard, you could also be invited.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't know, I need to go to Mike's Pastries. I haven't been there
exactly.
in so long.
I have to be there. I haven't tried that.
I have to be there.
I have to be there.
Yeah. You haven't gone there?
No, I have not.
Oh, what? God, we gotta go.
The cannolis be here.
I think
cannolis.
One time, like, we've potentially gone, like, the line is just too long.
It goes
probably.
So fast.
Yeah.
And for your birthday, I'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I have my story. I know which
oh,
I know
yeah.
the weirdest one is.
Okay.
This not, might not be the weirdest one, but it's definitely a memorable one. So... On my 14th birthday, I moved back to Ohio because I lived in Connecticut for some years. And, like, I didn't know anybody except for, like, family friends and stuff. So mm-hmm. my family friends came over. One of them is, like, my age. And so he was, like, 5'10". And I was, like, 4'10" till 10th grade. So I was probably,
okay.
like, 4'10", just turned 14. And my family friends came over and, like, we were chilling out in the yard, like, playing whatever. And, my family friend, who's, like, my age, is, like, 5'10", and he's from, like, a suburb, and so, like, they hung out with me in the morning, and then, like, that night, someone knocked on the door, and it was this girl, and she was, like, oh, I heard, she knocks on the door, and she's, like, I answer the door, and she looks at me, she's like, oh, do you have an older brother? Like, thinking it was my family friend. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh.
Someone's calling in. You just continue.
Okay. Yeah, and so I was like, no, I don't have an older brother. And she was like, oh, I heard that, I'm next door neighbor. Like, I heard that there was a new family that moved in here and they had a son that was my age. Like, do you have an older brother? And I was like,
oh, no.
No, I'm your age. And then, like, I started school, like, 3 months later, because this is my birthday at the beginning of the summer, and everybody was like, yo, I heard Grace thought your friend was cute.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is what it is. Kind of mad disrespectful, but I was like, it is what it is.
That's sad.
Yeah. And you were such a fresh teen.
Yeah, I came back for sure, though.
Yeah, you totally did. You can only go up from there, honestly.
No, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Grace.
It got better. It got better after that.
For those who don't know, Gerard is taller than 4'10 right now.
Barely. On a good day.
Who was the caller?
I think it was Carl, but I think the call failed. So, Carl, you're out there.
Call again.
Call back.
Call back.
Call back.
We'll see if Amanda can figure it out.
No, I mean, it was just his fault for hanging up.
Oh.
Well, it said call failed.
Oh, such a bummer.
But it really could have worked well.
I don't know if I have a crazy birthday story.
It's okay.
I think I have one.
Oh, yay.
This is my 14th birthday.
Also 14, an iconic year.
And I like made friends over, and I found this really spicy, like, liquid. But it wasn't like one of those. It's based off like a chili. It was just like chemically like spicy, or like, you know, the Scoville level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like a million Scoville.
Oh my god!
And we were just like, all right, let's just like go to the park. I live like right by a park, and like let's try this. And it was just crazy because we would all take like a tablespoon.
A tablespoon.
And we did it in two groups of four, so like the other group could manage the other group. And basically, like, we all took a tablespoon of this, like, this liquid, pretty much. Like, I don't even know what to call it other than, like, it's just a liquid. And like we all started freaking out, and everyone had different reactions. Like, one of my friends started like running around the lake. Like, it was a great time. If I can find the video, I'll put that somewhere. But
okay,
it's a great video. Like, because I film it in slow motion, and you can see the moment when the like spice hits them.
Oh yeah, like on the hot ones.
Yeah,
with Shaq
freaking out.
But, yeah, oh my gosh,
it's crazy.
That's absurd.
That's absurd. I would never do that.
What are ghost peppers? Aren't they like 1,000? Are they like 300,000?
They're like a million.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand, like, the hot spice, like, scale.
I think Scoville, like, is, like, a
chemically
jalapeno.
Based.
Mm.
It'd just be mad spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's over a million, just don't touch it.
Yeah. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Well, those were excellent. Oh, Carl's trying to call again. It's connecting. Speak, Carl.
Hello.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, what's up?
Am I crystal clear?
Yeah, yeah. You are.
Let's go. Oh my god.
So for everyone who's confused, Carl is in the stew. Carl, what's your DJ name?
DJ God.
Right. I forgot. Do you know who's in the studio right now?
I do know who's in the stew. It's DJ Sweaty Hands. Yes, happy birthday, DJ Sweaty Hands.
Thank you, DJ God.
DJ God.
DJ God's always there, whether or not you see him.
No, I totally feel you always. Thank you so much.
Omnipresent.
I know it's also DJ Cognac, a.k.a. Hennessy.
Oh, and, okay.
God, you got the fire tonight, baby.
Just making these up on the spot.
And I don't know what Gerard is. DJ Pastry Boy?
Yeah, do we bring the cake?
Yeah, we do.
He gets some bread.
A Francais pâtisserie.
What are you saying?
Anyway. I just left Owen's apartment because I didn't want to disturb him because he's sleeping.
Aww.
So I'm just walking on the street.
I was going to say.
Just by the whorehouse. I was pretty tempted, not gonna lie, but DJ God's got bigger fish to fry.
DJ God is in Germany, for all those who are wondering.
I'm actually in Vienna right
now. No, he's
now,
in Austria.
DJ God's in Austria.
Yeah.
What time is it there?
It's 1:32.
Oh, let's go. You're committed, dude.
Yeah, I might go smack a kebab, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
You should.
Dude, yeah. Alright, I didn't want to interrupt the call, or I didn't want to interrupt the game.
Never.
The game is like craziest birthday memory, right?
Yeah, please, share.
Alright. When I was 16, okay. Nobody remembered my birthday.
No.
Oh, no.
Nah, I'm playing. craziest birthday memory. I have a tendency, so, like, sometimes my parents and I will just, like, argue just because, like, I usually just don't take shit from them. So, like, you know, as God does, stand up.
No, 100%.
Right? For the people in the back. I'll be a little bit stubborn with them sometimes, and it usually happens on my birthday. So I feel like, generally, if my parents and I are, like, really arguing, it's on my birthday, which is kind of hype, honestly.
That is. You're putting them in their place.
Jeez. Yeah. I just jaywalked, which, like, you don't really do here.
No.
But
no?
That gave me the most brilliant idea. I am going to rent one of those scooters and just zip around the city on WhatsApp audio with you guys.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like a dream?
No, a total dream.
Do they have Wi-Fi everywhere?
Okay. Do I have Wi-Fi everywhere? No, I'm actually just racking up the data right now.
Oh, let's go.
Do it for the birds.
Do it for the birds. Thank you so much.
I am doing it for the birds because I'm on, like, the limited data plan.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
You shut down for the month after this.
I'm about to go and just change my plan because this is just not happening.
Yeah, just going with the new
name.
I had
to, like, reject. Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, reapply.
Oh, come up with a new name. Well, I come in all shapes and sizes, so I can do that.
God.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I like it when it rolls off your tongue.
DJ God, one of these,
like,
days.
I'm walking. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but one of these days we can have an on-air rap battle.
Oh, I would like that.
That'd be intense.
That'd be fire.
That'd be intense.
That would be fire. I would love to sit back and watch.
Me too. Except I'd be too busy roasting your almonds. Mmm.
All right, this is going to be the easiest thing I've ever done. I'm just playing.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Yeah,
sure.
I'm walking through, like, not even the city center at 1:35 a.m., and I don't see any homeless people.
That's so sad.
Do you feel so safe?
What?
I mean, I feel safe, but I also feel comforted, comforted that people aren't, like, out here dying.
No, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Actually, funny story, kind of.
Okay.
So today.
Oh,
today,
I just realized what you said.
What do you think? What do you think he said?
I don't want to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. So today, I was waiting for Owen to get out of class, like,
naturally,
for half an hour. And I was sitting on a bench in front of the, like, very, very historic cathedral in the center, literally city center of Vienna. And I was just, like, taking it in, because I've, like, passed this cathedral, like, so many times. And I've been here, like, 5 years ago, and I never really, like, took the time to appreciate it. So anyways, I was feeling grateful. I went and I decided
That's
to buy this homeless guy. I decided to buy this homeless guy a meal, right?
Oh, okay, got you. Oh, that's
okay.
So nice.
Can you guys? Okay, so anyways,
I
buy him some sandwich, and I go to bring it to him, and I was expecting this guy to, like, kiss my feet, right? And this guy, like, looks. He looks at me as if he knew I was going to do this, which he had no way of knowing that. And then he's like, thank you. And he just puts the bag, which has the sandwich, inside this coat pocket. He just puts it on the inside of his coat. And, like, when he does this, I realize how thick the inside of his coat already looks. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, I was expecting him to eat it as if he hasn't seen food in, like, 4 days, no, like, right in front of my eyes.
But Mance has got so many Sammies in his jacket.
Yeah, he's kind of hustling.
Yeah.
He played you like a fiddle.
Yeah. Like, I don't see him out here right now struggling. So, I mean, I guess good for the entrepreneur.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the best time of the night. Which is PSA time. Do you ready if you want to take it away?
Oh, yes. Okay, it says no kill. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is no, officer. I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, man.
That was so literally said.
Very nice.
Consider the public served.
Even abroad. WMFO serves the world.
Birds can fly intercontinentally.
They totally
yes,
can.
Yes, they can.
John 6'5".
How many do you got?
You like that one, God?
That was excellent. We got 11 listeners out here.
Okay.
Last week we were in the single digits, so we're really moving up.
Bringing the game up.
Let's go. Do we know any of them? Can you see that?
No, we don't know.
I think that breaches several privacy laws.
We just read about this.
Facts. All right, well, can they hear me on the air?
Totally.
All right. Ah, let's go, kids!
Okay, we're going to play a song now. You're going to love it, Carl, but I'm going to turn you off for it, okay?
All
right. Okay.
DJ go.
Okay, bye.
I can read, wanna make me feel happy, but I read them in a sad life, trying to make a new life. I used to spend all my money that I got from my job, better off without a job. Need a chance to spend all the dances, all the pretty branches that help me write a new song.
And it gives me a good chance to be a woman. I don't wanna see you, I don't wanna see you now. And I know what it means to be covered in good music.
Melodic noise, like the troubling music. Music grounded. Second knock comes to the door. I hit the floor when the bass is my boredom. Pray to the Lord.
But I found myself watching the world in a crazy new optimist way. I'm feeling gorgeous. I'm feeling all the dark that I've seen never happened to me, and I shake them away, away, away.
Smoke while you drive.
right, we're back.
Amanda.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. I think you guys should know I have successfully rented a scooter.
It only took one song.
Is it by any chance a bird scooter?
Nah, it's a Lime.
Oh, it's a Lime.
You guys hear it? Ready?
Biggest competitor.
Wait. I'm about to rev it.
Yo, stay safe, Carl.
He's about to rev it.
Yeah, no, I don't feel super safe.
Okay.
You're supposed to have a helmet.
Put the phone down.
You got a helmet?
Put the phone down.
No. Phone's in the pocket.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Oh, boy, that's bumpy.
Would you like to send a selfie? And I'll feature on the official bird watching Instagram account.
Yeah, I will for sure.
That sounds super dangerous.
I zip over to the strip club.
Okay, cool.
I hope I can just park this anywhere. All right, I don't want to dominate the air, but I gotta say, what I'm doing right now is probably as interesting as it can get.
No, I agree. You're definitely doing way more than we are.
Yeah. You're sitting in chairs, you're on a scooter.
It's just different. I rode Lime bikes one time around Washington State and got one of those motorized ones, and I was just zipping around. That was the best day of my life.
Oh, they're amazing.
Like Washington State University?
Yep.
You were in Pullman?
University of Washington. I was in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who, you visiting someone?
Yeah, Liv.
Oh, nice.
My cousin goes to Washington State, so I was like, oh, you could have hit her up.
Shoot. Y'all could have hit her up.
Could have. Probably wouldn't have, though.
I'm sure she would have loved the connection.
Yeah, she thinks I'm a degenerate, though. So
really?
Really? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Couldn't tell you why.
I was telling Sam on our 2.5-hour road trips one way that, about my degenerate cousin.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't really share the specifics on the air. Ryan, if you're listening.
Sorry.
Hit us up.
You'd be fucked.
Anyone have anything else fun to add?
I'm glad Carl's calling in from a scooter. I think that's pretty lit.
I think it's lit, too.
Yeah. I think we should do more. Maybe we, like, a couple of us don't even come into the studio. We just call in and ride around Tufts on
that
scooters.
That could be fun.
Oh, wow.
Just, like, updates on what's going on.
We have to get bird scooters so that we can eventually facilitate the sponsorship for bird watching by bird scooters.
No, naturally. I mean, if there's anything that bird scooters could get behind that more fits their brand, it would be a radio show called Bird Watching.
With people calling in on scooters.
Especially if people are watching the people on bird scooters.
Yeah.
Like, literally, there's so many connections that these people need from us. And they could also see our Instagram following to followers ratio and see that we're really close to having the same amount of followers following, but we're not quite there yet. And they'd be so impressed.
On the way to the blue check mark.
Yeah.
You know.
We're about to
it's a long grind.
Yeah. It's just low and slow, you know?
First step, passing even. Yeah. Get there eventually.
But... You're also talking about how we might go to the North End to take Izu for a birthday dinner.
That'd be so fun.
Creepy Encore, which could be just great.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Will you guys all get an Encore?
Well,
no, just me and Izu.
Then Jared will do it in a couple months, and then I'll do it just a few months after that.
I'm going to drop bands at the casino.
August 17th, pending an absolute rager the first weekend back.
August 17th is the day before I get back. That actually sucks.
No, but I'm not throwing a rager until we get back to school.
Okay, well, I was going to talk to jurors.
What?
But I can't.
Oh, you can come to Dirty Jurors.
Oh.
I know, I just won't be there in time.
I know, but you can come the next day. Or you can chill at home after being in Germany for 5 months.
Yeah.
And then you can come see me later.
Arriba!
Okay. Do anyone have any songs they would like to play?
Ooh, yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah?
I was listening to the Baby Driver playlist on the way over. There's this song called Egyptian Reggae by Jonathan Rickman. And it was a banger.
Okay, so. Let's play it.
Okay, amazing. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
I haven't. But I heard the way they do the music is pretty cool.
It's so
like
cool.
When he puts his earphones in or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, that's all you hear. Like,
and he does it when he's driving. Years. Yeah. It's amazing.
Cool. Wait, is Zac Efron in that movie?
No.
Okay.
It's that Ansel.
Oh.
Yeah. Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort.
He's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
In real life?
In real life.
Are they like into each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they are.
Damn.
But she's like a ballerina.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Fuck.
No cursing on the air, Carl.
DJ God, you can literally swoop in and just do whatever you want.
It's a sin.
I know you've seen Zeus. Bro, how do you think Jesus here?
All right, well, here's a little Egyptian reggae. Stay on the line, Carl, if you're still here for it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Out here talking about poker commentary.
Poker commentary.
Which is a profession, if you didn't know.
I love watching poker.
Yeah, it's actually
really,
it's actually really cool.
It is really fun to watch.
Because you know what hands everyone has, and you see what they're doing, you're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. No.
Yeah, and like when people pull, I mean, if you're like, I gotta know if you're prepared to like feel someone's potential like angst, but like if someone bluffs on the river, you're like, oh wait, like is he gonna get away with this?
Yeah.
And then some poker players are really just like charismatic, and they're just fun to watch. Like a lot of them will talk during hands and like just try and get in their opponent's heads, and it's a great thing.
I can see that.
Love it.
You doing that, Izu?
Izu does that a little bit.
I do a little bit.
Once Izu gets a little bit more comfortable,
yeah,
you know, he starts looking at you.
He's like,
Andrew does that
just
the most.
Charismatic chatterbox.
Yeah, but sometimes Andrew just goes like hoodie up, glasses on, and he's just like
just gets in the zone. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
What would be the weirdest commentary job to have?
Weirdest like commentary job to have?
Yeah, weirdest thing to commentate on. That exists.
But maybe that's
like most boring or just weirdest?
Just weird. Just like something you have to have weird skills.
I feel like a dog show is just weird.
Mm.
Dog show? Mm. I was thinking bird watching.
Mm. That could, yeah. Real life bird watching?
Like real life bird watching.
Like, oh, I just saw the finch pass by the...
Are you commenting on people bird watching, or are you just like bird watching yourself and you're just like
I don't know, I didn't think about that.
That's a good nuance. How about you're commenting on other people bird watching?
Yeah, that would be different.
That'd be good. That'd be
different.
We should do that.
Can we actually go bird watching in the spring?
Ooh, I'd love to.
I know there's some nature reserves in the
Greater
Boston area.
Oh, I know a really
area.
Good spot by me, actually.
I do really like nature.
The Audubon Society in Natick.
Oh, baby. Oh, I've heard about that.
It's the best.
Oh,
yeah.
We can explore.
Yeah, it's like over a swamp, and it's got like boardwalks, and there's turtles and birds. Mm. It's kind of crazy.
We might be looking into some certain...
Yeah. We gotta do some more road trips.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna 2 weekends, Old Sturbridge.
Sturbridge.
To get some smoked meats.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fifth grade was a
what, Carl? You okay?
I had a cobblestone road.
I could hear it. When...
Oh. He's so bad.
Yo, did Billie Eilish just walk by?
Yeah, definitely.
It kind of looks like. They
no,
can hear me?
No.
I'm glad that you guys can still hear me because.
Oh, that's what's up.
We can.
I'm kind of concerned for my. Oh, fuck. Now I'm on the tram tracks!
Carl!
Carl!
I'm scared. But I made it a mission to ride to the spot to take my selfie there, so. So,
Okay.
Oh, that's what you're
doing.
As they
say in my country, I'm balls deep.
No.
What?
It's his kind. It's a cultural thing, you guys. Don't worry. Okay. Well, the next person's in the studio, so we should probably sign off.
Oh no!
I know, Carl.
This is the end.
But let's all sign off. You can stay on for the sign off.
Okay.
Easy. Would you like to read?
I'll sign off. I'll sign off. But Amanda, can you keep me on call until I get home.
100 OP.
So wait, should I still take this FaceTime because I'm not even there yet? Or should I still take the selfie because I'm not even there yet?
And I can take a selfie anyway.
Just take it later.
Oh, I guess.
I mean, if you have a vision for your selfie, you can go for it.
I really do. Fuck.
Okay, well, we'll
how
be on
much
the
time?
Line.
How much time do you? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but we just have to sign off from the show. Okay, this is DJ Mandy B.
This is DJ Cognac.
DJ Girard.
DJ Sweetie.
DJ God.
I said DJ God earlier, but God be with me. And I'm feeling too hot anymore.
Izu, would you like to read the rest of it?
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Pulse Free Form Radio.
Bird watching.
Thank you all for listening today. It was truly a dynamic power hour.
That was awesome.